And you are listening, more specifically, to Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host. Wait, let me get the volume right. Okay, DJ Roomba, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. And I'd like to say that it was an oversight for me not to do a show last week. So I've got an extended episode. I have 51 minutes of raw music. We'll go a little over my time. I'm starting a couple minutes early. Could have started earlier, but in any case, we're gonna do some cold sounding songs. It's a chilly day out there, with, you know, six inches of snow, those cold, blustery winds that dry out your skin, make it all flaky and make you adjust your skincare regimen. It's these things that make you realize that fall's on its way out, despite the fact that, you know, all the leaves, a lot of them are still on the trees. In any case, we've got a bunch of more cutting commentary, just like the ones you just heard, but we'll get to the reason you're here, maybe, the music, and we'll begin with a song that I have not heard the entirety of. Because I strive to bring you the newest, freshest music, and sometimes that means that even I don't know what it's like. I kind of did my skip around through the song, see if it's good, and it passed my test, and I think it's going to be a good one. It's from Mac Ayers and Jordan, is it Robertson? Jordan Robertson, off the new, I believe, yeah, it's a 2018 Mac Ayers album, just came out. Come on now, September 5th. Yeah, and I hope you enjoy the song Under from Mac Ayers featuring Jordan Robertson.
You're moving so close to me, baby. It don't feel that close enough. All of this distance, these maybes. All I'm saying is that's tough. Could have kept close, kept you floating underneath that breeze behind. And I don't want to wait till the morning for you to tell me that you're fine. No good at fighting.
Stay okay. Raising the spring.
That was Mac Ayers and Jordan Robertson with Under from the new album Something to Feel from Mac Ayers. Mac Ayers without a Wikipedia page, Jordan Robertson seemingly without any substantial internet presence. He has a couple YouTube videos that I discovered, but I would have to do a little bit of a deeper delve to figure anything out about these two mysterious characters. But Mac Ayers, yeah, he's 21, soulful R&B, cites D'Angelo, J. Dilla, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye as influences, describes himself as an old soul. Yeah, so I know I just found that song 10, 15 minutes ago, and yeah, it's going to be going on the daily playlist. Give that one some more listens. Get to know the details. All right, taking it back to from an old soul to an old man, Rodriguez, who is currently an old man late in his late 60s, but luckily while he was in the late 1960s, he had a couple albums come out. Two albums from 1970. The mysterious Detroit singer-songwriter who I have discussed on shows past, his full album Cold Fact and this his follow-up Coming From Reality are both fully on Spotify, with I think one exception, one song that's not there. But yeah, I gave Cold Fact a listen the other day, and almost every single song was just so good. Really makes you wonder why how Rodriguez wasn't more popular at the time. One of the arguments for why he wasn't more successful in his time was that, despite making music that, you know, in South Africa was just hugely popular among white people there, when people saw the name Rodriguez on an album cover here, they didn't expect it to be this kind of, you know, folky, old, I mean, 60s, late 60s, early 70s kind of acoustic type rock. And yeah, you know, just casual racism torpedoing the career of Rodriguez. So unfair, but luckily, I'm here to bring him to you, and I hope you enjoy Sugar Man from the 1970 album Cold Fact by Rodriguez.
Sugar Man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man, met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Dead black cold. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man, you're the answer that makes my questions disappear. Sugar Man, 'cause I'm weary of those double games I hear. Sugar Man, Sugar Man, Sugar Man, Sugar Man, Sugar Man, Sugar Man. such a hurry, 'cause I'm tired of these scenes. For the blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane, sugar man, met a false friend on a lonely dusty road, lost my heart when I found it, it had turned to death black coal.
Guys, I don't want to shock anybody, but if you listen really closely to that one, Sugar Man, it's not about sugar, it's not about candy, it's about drugs. And I'm sorry for exposing you to that kind of thing on public radio, but it's something that needed to be addressed, especially, you know, these tracks were written in a cold, blustery, wintry 1970 Detroit. So, yeah, drugs were rampant, and Rodriguez wrote about them. And, you know, I do think this track kind of captures the essence of a cold, blustery Detroit night, because you get those strings that kind of act as a background for a lot of the tracks, and I hear it as, you know, like those, you know, when you're sitting inside, and then when it gets really, really windy, and you can hear it blowing past your window, and you're like, well, I'm glad I'm outside, or sorry, excuse me, I'm glad I'm inside, because it sounds really cold out there. But you know what? Rodriguez was homeless. Seriously, he was homeless for the majority of the time when he was writing this. Like, the record company asked for a street address, and they said, I don't have one, just meet me at this street intersection at this time, and we can talk music. So that was pretty interesting. He currently does have an address. He made a lot of money, but because people found out he had good music really late, but then he gave most of it away, and now he lives in like a one-bedroom, like shack or brick house. But anyway, it's a whole thing. Moving on to George Michael, rest in peace, with the album from 1987, Faith, which has some Chinese or no, excuse me. It has some sort of characters on it. I was going to say Chinese because like the first three looked like it. First four did. But then the fifth is very clearly a heart with an arrow through it. So maybe I'm just assigning false identities to these characters. But I won't assign a false identity to this track. No, that was not. Kissing a Fool Remastered by George Michael.
We should have seen.
Kissing a Fool, George Michael, the 1987 album Faith, released as a single in 1988, with minimal instrumentation, a jazz feel, written about George Michael's insecurities as a soulmate and partner because of the baggage and reputation with which he came. According to Michael, the vocals were recorded a cappella in one take. Was the working title "Kissing a Fool" was the working title for the album? That sounds about right. Next up, we're gonna have I'd say the low point, not the low point in emotion and feeling. This is a real bummer of a track. That's Radiohead. That's what they specialize in. But we're going to have a track from the 1997 10 out of 10 classic OK Computer, the penultimate track, Lucky, remastered as of 2017.
I'm on a roll.
man, lucky Radiohead. I could go on for a while. I was very, very big into Radiohead, long time. There's, of course, conspiracy theories about OK Computer and whether or not when you put, an OK Computer song and then put a song from In Rainbows, right afterwards, and you do a crossfade of 10 seconds, and then you just kind of, interweave them. Is that a redundant word? Back to forth. You have 10 seconds. There's 10 years between the years when they came out. In Rainbows, there is 10 tracks. There's a whole bunch of, Radiohead fan theories on the internet. Best not to get involved. Radiohead fans can be a lot. Hot takes. Anyway, going to a whole other side of moods. We're gonna have the very optimistic in contrast to Lucky. A song from Stevie Wonder. Never Had a Dream Come True. I think it's also a 1970 album. Just like a cold fact. It's the Signed, Sealed, Delivered album. And I was just feeling inspired to look at more Stevie today. First, I had watched the James Corden and Migos Carpool Karaoke, which was great. And then I was looking through other Carpool Karaokes, including Sellout Hack, Adam Levine, You Know What You Did and You'll Never Be Forgiven. There's a Stevie Wonder one where he and James Corden drive around LA and sing Stevie Wonder songs. I would have appreciated if it wasn't just, all the hits. There could have, stuck Superwoman in there or something from, why am I forgetting the name of that one? It's the Stevie album with seven tracks featuring, come on now, Neil. It's the one before Songs in the Key of Life. Yeah, Fulfilling This Is First Finale. So, James Corden could have done a little bit more research. He didn't even know all the lyrics to Superstition. Or Isn't She Lovely? Clearly unprepared. Not a good late night host. Only kept alive by Carpool Karaoke. Yeah, they could have done Bird of Beauty or Boogie On Reggae Woman. That would be a fun Carpool Karaoke song. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow when WJRH visits WXPN. WXPN, you won't take us over. Oh, man. Getting into radio station politics. Let's stop and just listen to some Stevie.
Thank you.
Oh man, I was singing along. I was jamming here in the studio. I haven't heard that one in full either. Bringing you nothing but the freshest and newest. And you know, it's just the problem. I mean, there aren't problems with Stevie Wonder. Except for that, I missed the 20th or the 40th anniversary tour of Songs in the Key of Life tour. That would have been so fun. But I didn't know. Had only I had known. So it's the issue with Stevie Wonder music is that just because he has so many number one hits and so many, you know, just complete classics that, you know, here we have Wikipedia calling this one a modest hit. And if it's Stevie Wonder, so it's got to be good, and it's a modest hit, and it's you sing along, you're having a great time. It's 10:29, and my walk home is gonna be really bad. It is so cold. Shoveling is not being done because it's gonna be gone. There's gonna be rain starting at midnight. But you know, I'm here. I'm jamming, having a great time, blasting some great Stevie Wonder music. And isn't that the dream? Moving on, we're gonna have some tracks. We're gonna have some more tracks. That's how radio shows tend to work. We got a whole variety of types of music coming up, but we're gonna go to the classic Hot Fuss, the debut album of the Killers, with the track Change Your Mind. Change Your Mind from the 2003 I'm almost certain, album Hot Fuss, the debut, as I already said, from the Las Vegas based. Yeah, Las Vegas. No, it's 2004. Excuse my mistake. Yeah, that was not one of the singles, but man, let me see it. Let me look at the track list. Jenny Was a Friend of Mine is great. Mr. Brightside is the official anthem of white people everywhere. Smile Like You Mean It, so good. Somebody Told Me is great. All These Things That I've Done is great. Andy, You're a Star is forgettable. On Top is great. Change Your Mind, we listened to and is great. Believe Me, Natalie, I think it's good. Midnight Show and Everything Will Be All Right, I also forget. But, you know, it's hard to make good songs. You know, just look at Cardi B, 0% success rate. Oh, nice Cardi B to get in there. And, man, nothing to fill that, to follow up with that. And a good amount of stuttering, as well as the track Cold Sweat from James Brown and the 1972 album Get on the Good Foot. All right, here's Cold Sweat from James Brown. Cold Sweat, James Brown, sometimes cited as the first true funk song, recognized as a radical departure from pop music conventions at the time. There's only one chord change in the song, to the subtonic and the bridge. All the band's instruments are used percussively, so, you know, like to kind of keep the beat, you know, music, or the notes taking like a backseat to the beat and the... and the rhythm of the song. Anyway, and yeah, a watershed moment for R&B funk music. Wow, I got a couple good ones coming up, and I got 22 minutes to go. We're doing all right. Next up, we'll do the marathon track, Selfless, Cold, and Composed, from Ben Folds 5. And yeah, a lot of debuts tonight, gotta say. It's the album Whatever and Ever, Amen, from 1997. Here's Selfless, Cold, and Composed. There we had Selfless, Cold, and Composed from Ben Folds 5, Whatever and Ever, Amen, 1997 album. There we go. I am trying to stick with this general cold sounding, cold feeling tracks, and you know, we got two aspects here. Number one, cold's in the name of the song, so I'm kind of set. And then towards the end of the track, you got these jingle bells acting as percussion. And one can't help but think of the holiday season when you hear jingle bells and the chilly, chilly weather that brings. Oh, this is really sappy. Moving on to Shiver from Coldplay and the 2000, it's just me guessing album years, 2000, yeah, 2000. Oh, I didn't even, perfect. Shiver from Coldplay before they sold out. And they sold out, but I was misremembering. I know like Maroon 5 has done songs with Cardi B now, which is just, oh man, I should probably think through my Cardi B burns before I start them out. Oh boy. All right, Shiver, Coldplay, Parachutes, enjoy.
Stop.
much I need you, but you never even see me.
Coldplay, Shiver, and the album Parachutes. And I realized halfway through the song that, you know, in fact, I have played the song before. And as I serve to provide you with the greatest music and the freshest music, I felt bad that, you know, I'd given you not only a popular song, but a popular song that I'd played before on this very show. And for a minute or so, I felt bad. But then I realized that, you know, WFUV at Fordham has already played Nina Cried Power twice in the past 12 hours. Like, there's a lot of music out there, WFUV. Why don't you play some of it? After a solid WFUV burn, shooting myself in the foot ever so effectively with great efficacy, we're going to move on to Short Skirt / Long Jacket by Cake from the album Comfort Eagle. Because when it's cold like this, you're going to need a long jacket. Short Skirt, Long Jacket, Cake, 2004, it's Comfort Eagle, is it? No, 2001. Whew. Well, here we are, listeners. It's 10:56. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, with Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, and your host, DJ Roomba. Visit us online at WJRH.org. And as I've said, it's a cold one out there today. And the seasons, they're changing. It's winter is not here yet, but feels awfully close with this kind of weather. Oh, this is, man. The seasons, you could say, they're going through changes. So why don't we listen to Changes by Charles Bradley?
I
Rest in peace, Charles Bradley. Oh, man. All right. Well, look at us. It's 11:02. How many minutes of this have we done? We've done over an hour. An hour and 5 minutes. That basically counts as overtime with my habits this semester. But I feel like I brought you a lot of good music tonight. It appears I have 5 listeners. Now, that's been significant-ish. It's 11:03. You could be warmed up. I don't know, listening to something more professional. You could be watching something on the tube. But here you are, hopefully curled up with some nice hot beverage of your choosing, listening to some tunes. And I thank you for that. I will be broadcasting to you 2 weeks from tonight. Due to the Thanksgiving holiday. And I look forward to bringing you the best music that I can find in my playlists and even beyond my playlist sometimes. Then, thanks for tuning in. Speak to you in 2 weeks. Bye.